This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We go out to the hotline and welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Rashee Rice is back. Ross, this offense looks like it's as dangerous as it's been in 3+ years.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, that was super impressive. At one point, I think the Chiefs had 29 first downs. And the Raiders had 2,
yep.
Which I'm not sure I've ever seen before an NFL game. And I think I posted that on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I mean, that was one of the craziest stats I think I've ever seen. You know, I told you guys this last week that my Even Money Betting Podcast co-host Steve Fezzik thinks the Chiefs are the best team. This week he said that he has them 2.5 points better than any other team, which is kind of a crazy thing to say about a team that, you know, has 3 losses already this year. But, you know, he goes by what the underlying metrics say and what he's seeing. And, you know, he feels like they look like the Tyree, you know, to quote him, the Tyreek Hill Chiefs. And they certainly look very, very dangerous and formidable, really, in the game against the Raiders on both sides of the ball, but certainly over the last few weeks on offense.
And they peeled, you know, they certainly took their foot off the gas, to say the least,
in
that game as well. I mean, I think they could have put up 45.
Well, that's the thing. I think it was smart that they didn't save those points for another game. But it really is funny how the NFL works. As you can go from, you know, concerns about this team and this team can't move it, but then they make a couple changes or tweaks. They get a guy back or two. And then it just kind of works. It just kind of clicks. You know, you wouldn't think one guy or even 1.5 guys, we could call it, you know, would make this much of a difference. But for this Chiefs offense, you know, getting Worthy back and adding Rashee Rice, it certainly feels like that's just kind of opened everything up for them.
For the teams around them, obviously it's been Buffalo and the Ravens for all of 5 years. Cincinnati sprinkles into the conversation when they get a healthy Joe Burrow, isn't a part of the conversation when he's not. So for it being the same, how serious should we be taking the other ones? Denver, the Colts, the teams who do have winning records right now, outside of Buffalo, we'll get to them in a minute. Which of those teams do you take serious as like an actual threat for Kansas City?
Well, so I would say the biggest threat right now is the Indianapolis Colts. They are really, really good. And I know because they haven't been good in a while, nobody really believes that. And I know because Daniel Jones is their quarterback, nobody really believes that. And those are both fair. But at some point, it's a big enough sample size that we got to go by what we're seeing this year. And what we're seeing this year is that they are awfully, awfully good. I saw some stat, don't quote me on it, because I'm not doing a Colts game this week. I'm actually on my way to the airport to do the Chargers and the Vikings tomorrow night for Westwood One on the radio. But the Colts have scored 3.6 points per drive so far this season. The entire season, 3.6 points. That's the best in over 20 years. So I don't care who you're playing or how you're going about it. If you're averaging over a field goal per drive, that is super, super impressive.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. You mentioned the Chargers, Thursday Night Football. They're going to host the Vikings. We just saw them take on the Colts, and I know you're getting set for that broadcast tomorrow. Where are you at on L.A. right now? I mean, I know they got all the injuries. I think that is a huge chunk of this, but we've seen, you know, also I think Justin Herbert's play, you know, go down a little bit, some bad decisions in the red zone against the Colts. Are the Chargers a team that you still think can get this thing corrected and be a factor in the AFC, or is this a game tomorrow night where you're like, hey, they have to find a way to beat the Vikings, otherwise this could be kind of a similar Charger season, what we typically see over the last 5 or 6 years?
I think that's what it's going to be. I think that they'll continue to be on a roller coaster. I think that they'll win, you know, 10 games, let's call it, 10-7, get to the playoffs. And I guess theoretically in the playoffs, you know, Herbert could really play very well. And because of that, you know, they could come out and have a great game and, you know, they could beat anybody in the playoffs. But it's kind of hard to watch them, or him for that matter, and feel like, okay, this is a team that's capable of winning 3 playoff games in a row, or 4 if you include the Super Bowl. I just think that that seems unlikely. Now, in fairness, they might get Joe Alt and Trey Pipkins, their 2 offensive tackles, back, you know, tomorrow night. They're going to get Khalil Mack back at some point. So as they get more of these guys back in the fold, that would seem to be give them a better chance to be more competitive. But right now, you know, they lost both their running backs. Their O-line, no quarterback in the NFL has been hit more than Justin Herbert. And that just should not be the case. But when you lose both your offensive tackles, who are both really good players, you lose both your running backs, their offense is basically Justin Herbert drop back and be a hero. And he's done it pretty well, I would say. But maybe not, you know, maybe he's not capable of doing it enough.
On the other side of the AFC, we'd mentioned Buffalo before. I wanted to exclude them for a minute, just knowing, you know, history-wise says they're good. Their 4 wins are against Baltimore, New York, Miami, and New Orleans. I don't know how many combined wins those 4 teams have, but it's not a lot. They lost back-to-back games against New England and Atlanta. How much of a, I don't know, litmus test is at Carolina for them? Are you as high on them as you've been in previous years? What are your thoughts on Buffalo?
Well, so they obviously have the ability and the pedigree to win a bunch of games, but they're in a dogfight now, even just in their own division, with the way Drake May and the New England Patriots are playing. I do think Carolina is a litmus test. I mean, they found a way somehow to win 4 games, which is
impressive.
Wild. I think if you ask people walking around in Kansas City how many wins the Carolina Panthers had, they would not say 4 right now, but that is the case. I think you just need to see the Bills come out and play better, both sides of the ball. Now, they're getting some reinforcements on the D-line. Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi were both suspended 6 games under the performance-enhancing drug policy. So they're getting some guys back, and I would think that the bye probably was good for them and that they'll come out and be better on both sides of the ball. I actually expect them to really handle the Carolina Panthers, but if they don't, then panic will start to set in.
I did look it up. The Bills' wins are against teams currently a combined 3-24. Those are their 4 wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good, but you can't help who you play.
Sure.
But they could have. They weren't even that dominant in those games is the problem.
I want to get your perspective. You've been around the NFL for a long time, Ross. The situation here in Kansas City, I don't know how much nationally it's been discussed and how much you're in tune with the Josh Simmons situation, where he now has missed two games for this team. It certainly feels like he's likely not going to be back for the game against the Commanders. They have not placed him on the NFI list. The team is really not discussing much of what is going on or a potential timeline. I think everybody has a somewhat of a potential idea of maybe what the issue is. Do you believe, let's say he comes back in 3 weeks, do you believe he just gets the starting job back right away? Or is Jalen Moore, who's playing decent right now, who was signed to a pretty nice contract, a guy you think would hold on to the job?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think coaches are very, very hesitant to mess with what's working. You know, I can tell you three times in my career, I didn't start the opener, but then a guy got hurt or wasn't playing well or whatever. I went in and we started to play better. And because of that, you know, they ended up keeping me in there even when that guy came back to health. You know, that certainly happened in 04. It happened in 03. It happened in 02. You know, 3 years in a row because, you know, I'm not even saying I was playing that great necessarily, but the team was, and they didn't want to mess with that. And because they didn't want to mess with that, we ended up sticking with me in there, and I think that would be the case. I think, you know, especially the longer and the more time he misses and the longer and the better Jalen Moore plays, you know, the greater the chance that they're going to just leave Moore in there, but then have Simmons available really in a moment's notice should something happen with Jalen Moore where he's not playing as well.
Or if, like, I guess the play dipped enough that there was a justification for it. I mean, those are really the only – because we're starting to look at it as, like, he would be next year's starter, and then it just adds this whole cloud of – where is their offensive line going into this? And that still requires Simmons to make it back with the team here in some fashion this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going a little bit too far, I would say, at this point. But again, I don't know what Josh is dealing with. I do know this. The Chiefs would probably love, if Jalen Moore really plays that well, to move on from Juwan Taylor after this year and have the tackles be Jalen Moore
for sure
and Josh Simmons.
No question about that. I know you said you're headed to the airport because you're getting ready to call the Chargers game and head out. So what's the playlist on the airplane? Are you a podcast guy? Or are you just a Swiftie and going all Taylor Swift? What's on the docket?
That's a great question. You know what's funny? I really envy people, I guess, that watch a movie or TV or are like playing like a video game on a plane. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm like I'm full throttle, right? Like, so I will be rewatching the Chargers game.
Okay.
I'll be going through all kinds of notes for Chargers as well as the Titans. I've got other business interests I need to take care of. If I, you know, it's a long flight from Philly to LA. So if anything, I might actually be able to work ahead on Air Force and Army next week because they both have buys this week. But you know what? I probably can listen to some music while I'm watching Air Force and Army, if I get to that point, because I don't need the audio for those games. I'm watching the college coaching tape. So it might be Taylor's new album. That's certainly a possibility. I saw Old Dominion a couple times recently, so it might be those guys. Or I might just go to, like, my liked yacht rock songs from
okay.
the summer.
Okay.
You know, like Christopher Cross, like Sailing, Take Me Away. You know, I'm the world's worst singer, but I want to meet you guys like stuff like that, like mellow, relaxing for this flight.
At first, when you were saying you were full throttle, I thought you were doing like high knees like Russell Wilson in the aisle around people.
Yeah. No, I'm not like that. I'm full throttle on
studying,
being as productive as I possibly can with that time. So when I land in LA, I can have a good meal. I can maybe meet up with somebody. You know, I try to get the work done when I have time to do work. So then other times when I'm with my family or when I like land somewhere, I don't have to do work, if that makes
sense. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.